dad hired someone to help us with the floor?
Yeah.
Who is it, Brody?
Guy something.
Guy Watts?
I think so.
I want my life to be different. I feel lost.
You're not gonna quit your job, are you? You're the chief tax collector.
Hello? Anyone here this early in the morning?
Sir, I didn't steal the coin. Remember? Yesterday, you gave it to me.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. In our last episode of It's Possible, Jordan and Kiara exercise their faith. In today's episode, Mrs. Lee reads a story to Brody and Natalia, and she has an unexpected listener. Is this an opportunity for our listener to exercise his faith? Let's find out in today's episode called Zacchaeus.
Brody, would you hand me the trash bag? I need to clean up some of this old glue.
Sure, here you go, Mom.
Oh, this project is taking forever.
Are we gonna finish everything by Christmas?
Well, tomorrow is Christmas. We just have to clean this floor off and...
And we have to measure the vinyl and cut it and lay it and...
Ooh, my head is spinning.
Mommy!
Natalia, it's okay. Mommy's right here. Brody, would you please get the door for me?
Yeah, sure, Mom.
All right, Natalia, I think the flooring project is over for tonight. How about a story?
Can I have a drink of water?
Oh, and a drink of water, of course. Come, let's fill your sippy cup.
Mom?
Here's your sippy cup, Natalia.
There's a man at the door.
What does he want?
He said that Dad hired him to come help us with the floor.
Dad hired someone to help us with the floor?
Yeah, you can ask him yourself.
Huh, who is it, Brody?
Guy something.
Guy Watts?
I think so.
Brody, hold Natalia. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Mrs. Lee, I'm Guy Watts. Your husband sent me over.
Hi. And just why would my husband send you over here on Christmas Eve?
Well, I ran into him in Trekkers. He remembered the vinyl floors I put in my house years ago.
And?
Well, he said you're doing your best to get ready for Christmas, and he felt terrible that he couldn't help you.
Yes, he offered to not go into work tonight, but we can't afford to lose the income right before Christmas.
He said that. I gave him a good deal on my services, seeing as it's Christmas and all.
How generous of you. Well, come on back and take a look.
Hello.
Hi there, little one. You're a cutie.
That's Natalia, and this is Brody.
Yep, we met a minute ago.
Oh, hey.
You've been helping your mom on this project, Brody?
Yeah, we just need more time to finish.
You're doing good work here, son. But it's Christmas Eve. Why don't you spend some time with your mom and sister, and I'll finish up.
Yeah, I am kind of tired.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank your husband.
Well, all right, I will. We're going to read a story in the living room. Will that bother you?
Of course not. I'll try to keep it quiet in here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mom, are you okay with this?
Honestly, Brody, I just want my kitchen back. And if Guy Watts can do that, well, I'm okay with it. How about you?
I'm okay with it.
All right, which book should we read tonight?
How about the Christmas story? Never mind. Natalia already picked one.
All right, Natalia, you get to choose. Let's see what you have. Oh, the story of Zacchaeus. Come on up here and let's read. Zacchaeus wasn't happy. He sat in a swinging chair stretched between two tall palm trees and dangled his feet. Zacchaeus should have felt happy. From his swing, he could see all of Jericho stretched out below him. Behind him stood his big house full of the best things in the land. He could hear the servants working and his family playing. As the chief tax collector, Zacchaeus was perhaps the most important man in Jericho, He had all the things that would make most men happy. But Zacchaeus wasn't happy.
Zacchaeus, there you are.
Oh, yes, you found me.
Try this new drink.
Another new drink experiment?
Yes, my dear. Be kind to your wife and just try it, won't you?
All right, let's see it. It looks green.
Now, Zacchaeus, just try it. It's cucumber and mint-infused spring water.
Mint and water? Do I have to try it?
Well, you don't have to. Ugh, just give it to me.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm just... I don't know.
Make some room for me on that swing.
Of course. Coming up.
Now, what's wrong? Is it the priest again? You know, the one who calls you a wee little
no,
man?
No, it's not about the priests.
Well, then what?
I want my life to be different. I feel lost.
You're not gonna quit your job, are you? You're the chief tax collector.
No, I'm not gonna quit, but I'm not enjoying it anymore.
Did something happen?
Yesterday, one of the weaver women came in to pay her taxes.
Oh?
Her dress was worn, and she had a baby slung across her back.
One of the less fortunate.
I happened to catch her eye as she paid her taxes to the collector. Her eyes were dark with sadness as she handed him 3 coins.
Zacchaeus, we all have to pay taxes. Those are Rome's rules, not ours.
I know. But when the collector stepped away, I looked at the account book.
And?
She only owed 2 coins. My man put the other coin in his own pocket.
Well, Zacchaeus, that happens all the time. You should know that better than anyone. How else could we have such a beautiful home?
It does happen all the time, but I want it to be different.
Even the priests take a little extra from people nowadays. It's just how things are.
But I want to make things right.
Zacchaeus, careful! You jumped out of the swing so fast you nearly sent me flying.
I'm sorry.
Zacchaeus, I wish I could make you smile again.
Yeah, I wish I could smile too.
I just had an idea.
Yeah?
Did you see the Weaver woman's address on the account book?
Of course.
Here, take this coin. Tell her it was an error.
That's brilliant. She'll be so happy.
Yes, and perhaps so will you.
I'll go right now.
Oh, Zacchaeus!
Yes?
There's word that the man from Galilee is passing through Jericho today.
Jesus?
Yes. If you hear any more, will you send word? I want to see him.
Sure. I'd like to see this man everyone speaks about, too.
All right. Goodbye.
Zacchaeus tucked the coin in his pocket, tied his sandal straps, and whistled happily as he walked towards the weaver's shop.
Hello, anyone here? They're all hard at work. Ah, the colored fabric is beautiful. I suppose I can just step inside. Hello?
Oh, you startled me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for... Oh, it's you.
I paid my taxes yesterday. I followed the law.
I know, it's all right. You're not in trouble.
Then is the chief tax collector here to buy some woven cloth?
No. There was an error yesterday, and you owed only 2 coins. Here.
Oh, I see.
Are you not happy?
I am pleased to receive this coin. Thank you.
You don't look or sound pleased.
Sir, I must return to my weaving loom.
But wait a minute. I righted a wrong.
Yes, sir. One wrong. This coin will help me to feed my baby.
Yes. Well, good. Wait. One wrong?
Yes. Every year, I pay 1 more coin than I should.
Every year?
Yes, for the last 16.
Well, I made this one wrong, right?
Why? Is this a trick? Will you come back tomorrow and accuse me of stealing this coin?
No, nothing like that. I wanted to make you happy.
Thank you, sir. I am very happy. May I return to my work now?
Yes. Goodbye.
Zacchaeus walked back towards home. He still didn't feel happy. The streets of Jericho were busy. People rushed past him. He spotted a familiar face in the crowd. It was a priest from the temple.
Zacchaeus, you're going the wrong way.
Ah, priest. I was just at the weaver's shop.
Weaver's shop? why don't your servants shop for cloth for you?
It wasn't that. I was returning a coin collected in error yesterday when the taxes were paid.
Returning a coin collected in error? You'd have to return half the money in all the coffers in Jericho to correct that error.
So it would seem. Look, it didn't go as expected anyways. I'm just going home.
But haven't you heard?
About?
The Galilean rabbi and his disciples are passing through. You wouldn't want to miss a chance to get a look at them, would you?
Jesus? Oh, well, yes, I'd love to see him.
Then turn around and follow the crowd.
All right. Jesus really will be in Jericho? I can hardly believe it. Oh, I almost forgot. You!
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Come here.
Yes, sir?
Do you know who I am?
Of course, you're the chief tax collector.
Good. Run to my home and tell my wife and family that Jesus is coming. Go quickly, and my wife will have a coin for your trouble.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, these crowds. How will I ever see Jesus?
Are you listening along to the story with Mrs. Lee, Brody, and Natalia too? Zacchaeus is about to see Jesus. That is, if he can figure out a way to see over the crowds of people. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more of this Bible story right after this.
Hi, I'm Grant, and I play Judah here on Discovery Mountain. Did you know that Discovery Mountain is on Instagram? Follow us for behind-the-scenes content on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll see you there.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was listening along with Mrs. Lee, Brody, and Natalia as they read a story on Christmas Eve. Were you listening to the story of Zacchaeus too? Let's see if we can join them again and pick up the story where we left off.
Zacchaeus followed the crowd of people along the street. They crowded the road coming into Jericho. Everyone watched and waited for Jesus to arrive. They had to wait a while. Jesus and his disciples were still walking on the road outside of town.
John, wait up. You're walking too fast.
Matthew, you out of breath?
Yeah, trying to catch up with you. How much further to Jerusalem?
Jerusalem? We're passing through Jericho first. See, it's just on the horizon now.
Oh, yes, I see the city walls. We'll stay there for the night, right? My feet are sore.
I don't know, Matthew. We'll see what Jesus will like to do.
John?
Yes?
Were you surprised yesterday?
When the rich young ruler chose not to follow Jesus?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I was.
I don't know. I did feel sad.
Yes, especially when Jesus told us how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.
Yes, who then can be saved?
Right? What was it that Jesus told us again?
How did he say it? Let's ask him.
Okay. Master, yesterday we asked you, who then can be saved? What did you tell us?
The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Right, so it's impossible for us.
Well, that gives me a lot to think about on the way to Jericho. By the way, will we be staying anywhere? My feet really are getting sore.
Shh. Listen.
What do you hear?
It sounds like a crowd.
Well, hello, Jericho. Time to rest my weary feet.
Jesus and his disciples passed through the streets of Jericho. People pressed all around to see them. Zacchaeus strained to see over their heads.
I can't see a thing. What's happening? Can you see?
No, but I can hear. Oh, there they go. Jesus and his disciples took another road.
So I hear, but what will we do? Quick, follow me.
Oh, Zacchaeus, I can't run in these crowds. Oh, look, there's a spot on the stone ledge.
Where?
There.
Oh, good. Here, let me lift you up.
Whoa, careful lifting me.
Can you see?
Yes, perfectly. But what about you?
Zacchaeus, do you need a lift onto my shoulders?
No, I'll figure something out.
Welcome to Jericho. Welcome, welcome.
Ah, he must almost be here. I can't see. Oh, a sycamore tree. Zacchaeus, what are you thinking? A man your age climbing into a tree? I'm the chief tax collector. It wouldn't be dignified. But I can't see. Here we go. Ready? Set. Climb. Ah, ouch. Just snagged my robe on that branch. There we go. It's really him.
Jericho welcomes you.
He's stopping.
Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.
Me? My house?
Zacchaeus, Jesus spoke to you.
Yes, but he's caught up in the crowd again.
What did he say?
Say? That he's staying at our house today.
Oh, I can't believe it.
He said that he must stay at our house.
Must? Oh, Zacchaeus, it feels impossible. I'll run home and arrange everything.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing.
I'll go with you to help prepare the house. My name is Matthew.
Matthew? I've heard of you. Aren't you a tax collector?
I was. That is until Jesus called me to follow him.
Yes, yes, I heard that. You don't mind coming to help me?
Not if I get to rest my weary feet for a bit.
Yes, of course. All right, this way. Oh, Zacchaeus, are you all right?
Yes, yes, I'm overjoyed. I'll lead Jesus and others to our home.
Zacchaeus led Jesus and the disciples back to his home to stay for the night. He and his household were overjoyed to spend time with Jesus. But not everyone in the crowd felt as fortunate.
I cannot believe this. I'm a priest in the temple, and yet Jesus chose to be a guest with a man who was a sinner.
The crowd complained that Jesus had gone with the chief tax collector, but Zacchaeus didn't hear their complaints because he was too overjoyed to be with Jesus. It seemed impossible that Jesus chose to visit him.
As Mrs. Lee just read, does Zacchaeus' story sound impossible to you too? Why did Jesus say he must stay at his home? Will Zacchaeus find the answer to his problem of feeling lost? Well, we're going to pause for just a minute and tell you about some of the other things happening with Discovery Mountain, and we'll find out right after this.
Hi, moms and dads, aunts and uncles. I'm Michelle Stutz, and I play Michelle Harris on Discovery Mountain. My niece Sophia is Discovery Mountain's biggest fan. Recently, I surprised her with a faith exercise workbook. She loves it. Do you have a Discovery Mountain fan in your family, too? Visit our website for t-shirts, audio CD sets, workbooks, and more. The perfect gifts for your fan. That's discoverymountain.com.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, Speaker Director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
It's Christmas Eve in Discovery Mountain, and Mrs. Lee is reading Brody and Natalia, the story of Zacchaeus, as Guy Watts works on finishing her floor in the other room. Have you been listening to Zacchaeus' story? Let's find out what happens next as Jesus and his disciples stay at Zacchaeus' home.
Early the next morning, Zacchaeus slipped out of the house while everyone was still sleeping. His time with Jesus gave him an idea.
Hello? Anyone here this early in the morning?
Sir, I didn't steal the coin. Remember? Yesterday, you gave it to me.
Dear woman, it's all right. I know. Look, I've come to right another wrong.
Oh, I'm listening.
Look.
All those coins. What is this about?
You were wronged for 16 years. Each of these wrongs is now right.
I don't understand. There must be 50 coins here.
64.
16 multiplied by 4 equals 64.
You've repaid me? Fourfold?
Yes, as God's law says, we should treat our brothers and sisters.
This feels impossible.
The impossible is happening all around me. Care for your child. I'll be going.
Wait!
Yes?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
With the weaver's smile still in his heart, Zacchaeus returned home. He couldn't wait to share his joy with Jesus. Arriving home, he found the men ready to set out on the road back to Jerusalem.
Zacchaeus, thank you for your hospitality.
Yes, of course. I must share something as you leave.
What is it, Zacchaeus?
Here and now, I give half of my possession to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll repay back 4 times the amount.
Half of his goods?
4 times? The impossible made possible.
Yes. Only through God, though. Only He can save.
The disciples finally understood the meaning of their question about who can be saved. Only God can save. Matthew, John, and the other disciples listened. Jesus spoke to them and the entire family as He answered Zacchaeus.
Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Well, we must be on our way to Jerusalem now.
Thank you for your kindness. It will never be forgotten.
You're so welcome. I wish you could stay longer, but thank you. And farewell.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Zacchaeus, did that really happen?
I can hardly say. It all feels like a dream.
Come, let's sit on the swing for a while.
That sounds just right. What do you think the others in town are going to say?
About Jesus and the disciples staying with us?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll complain that they visited with us and not them. But none of that matters. So, we're giving half of everything to the poor.
Yeah. Do you disagree?
No. I agree, my husband. I agree.
Here we are, sitting on the swing again. Only yesterday I felt so unhappy, so lost.
And today?
I feel whole. Jesus looked for me in a crowd and saved me. He saved us.
It's your chance to live for Him. A new beginning.
Our chance.
Yes. You know what would make this experience perfect?
What?
A cup of spring water with cucumber and just a sprig of mint.
Again with the green water.
I'm only teasing. Let's just enjoy this impossible moment.
The impossible made possible, only with Jesus.
Zacchaeus was no longer lost. Jesus looked for him and saved him, just as He wants to save us too. The end.
Mom, I like that story more every time I hear it.
I do too, Brody.
Mom, did you hear that?
I did.
What was it?
I don't know for sure, but I think we should just stay in here and talk.
Mom, the Zacchaeus story is sort of a Christmas story.
Oh, how so?
Well, Jesus forgave Zacchaeus all his sins and gave him a second chance.
I see what you're thinking. Yes. That's the whole reason Jesus came to earth.
Yeah, to show us His love and to save us.
Yes, the story is a good reminder to me.
Is it exercising your faith?
It certainly is.
Mom, it's Christmas Eve. Could we have a little treat before bed?
Please, Mommy.
Well, all right.
Yay!
Let's go and see how our floors look. It sounds quiet in there.
Mom, the floor doesn't look any different.
Well, a little different. It looks like Guy Watts started and then left.
Is he gone?
Guy! I think so.
Can we still have our treat?
Yes, yes, of course. Don't worry about the kitchen floor. It's Christmas time.
Thanks, Mom. Come here, Natalia. I'll share.
My floors. What will I do about Christmas dinner? And Guy Watts, where did you go?
I wonder where Guy Watts went. And was he listening to the story just like we were?
I sure hope that Guy was listening to the story. It's a good one.
I really like the story of Zacchaeus. And there were a lot of new things in today's story that I didn't know before.
I agree. I sort of always just thought of Zacchaeus as a short little guy who climbed a tree.
Yeah, me too. But there's a lot more to his story. He lived a dishonest life.
It sounds like a lot of tax collectors and even priests in the temple were dishonest back then.
True. And sadly, there are still a lot of dishonest people in today's world. But Zacchaeus chose to be different.
Yeah, when Jesus spoke to him, he answered.
I wonder, did Jesus go through Jericho that day just for Zacchaeus and his family?
Well, they were lost, and Jesus knew that. And he also knew that they'd accept his invitation.
So, maybe he did. We'll find out one day in heaven.
I really liked hearing the comforting words that Jesus shared with Zacchaeus, his family, and the group gathered.
Yeah, me too. We should read the last part of that verse again. It's our faith exercise for today. It's Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, and this is what it says. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
It's the whole reason for Christmas. Jesus came to earth to find us and to save us.
Yes, Brody was right. And Zacchaeus changed his life. He confessed his wrongs and he made them right.
Yes, he paid back the weaver 4 times what was taken from her.
Right, even though he personally didn't steal from her.
Right, but he knew in his heart he'd stolen from many others over the years.
Yeah. Director Doug, I wonder if there's hope for our Zacchaeus to make things right for all the wrongs that he's done.
Oh, you mean Guy Watts? I hope so. Well, in our next episode of this series called It's Possible, it'll be Christmas Day, and we'll find out just how things are going for Guy Watts.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. This is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain.